This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, hello, and welcome to the Carson Anderson Program. I am Doug Carson. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Kang is behind the glass. We got Paul on phones today. Hope you had a good long weekend. Of course, acknowledging Memorial Day yesterday, and thank you everyone who called yesterday. It's always one of my favorite shows to do is just get a chance to remember fallen heroes in this country. And Scott, how was your long weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything exciting?
Not really.
No?
I don't think there was anything exciting.
Oh, living on the edge, huh?
No, yeah. none of that, really. No. Yep. No, I wouldn't say so.
No.
I did enjoy lots of sports, though.
Okay. Well, we will get into the sports coming up. I do want to follow up what I said there at the end of the show. I was once shirtless guy at a game.
At a game.
Yeah. So younger version of Doug, circa 94, 95-ish. I was working at another radio station. Was doing play-by-play for University of Michigan baseball. It's a Tuesday afternoon game against Bowling Green, I believe. It's like 90 degrees. Sun was out and shining. I'm up in the booth. There's, 60 people in the stadium. And I'm looking around and I'm doing the game by myself. I've got 30 feet of cable that I can run down and sit in the sun. I sat down in the sun, took my shirt off, and did play-by-play for the Wolverines and the Falcons. That's the last time I was shirtless guy at a game. Kicking back.
Shirtless guy? Now, you weren't just shirtless guy at the game. You were shirtless guy broadcasting at the game?
I was a shirtless play-by-play guy.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know what to say about that.
It's all right. No, you don't have to say anything. But it was great. I showed you the video that they dug up of me doing play-by-play sitting in the stands. I did, because I used to do that a lot. I used to sit up in this little booth that was hot and sweaty, or I used to run the cable down and sit in the stands. And they found some video of that from me, mid-90s. I had the mid-90s sunglasses. I was wearing the sandals, like the Jesus boots that everybody used to wear. Yeah. I was this close to having like the puka shell necklace.
I didn't,
but that's sort of the look that I had going on. I look like that guy in that video.
Did you have the frosted tips, Doug?
I never have frosted tips.
You wish.
I know, right? Would have been sick.
Was it a little long in the back?
I never did that. The only thing I did wild, I told you about that, was I shaved it down on the sides and I had like the three vanilla ice lines.
Which the steps, great. Right, or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. It was stepped. It was sick.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Yes. All right, so we did go up north this weekend, Gator, and yesterday I executed the 4 a.m. departure, drove back, and was a bit tired, did take a nap after the show, but it is what it is. Milk that last day. Get everything you can out of that trip up north.
So for people that went up north this past weekend, mm-hmm. and maybe this is the first time you'd been up north since last year, I want to know the shock and awe that
the
was
ice damage.
The ice damage to the trees up north. And were you, I mean, was it noticeable for you? Were you sad or you know, what was going through your mind when you go to your normal hauntings and you see that it looked different?
I think that's a great question. And I'd be intrigued to hear from the people who have just come back, because honestly, it's amazing how some areas look untouched and others look like a bomb got dropped. I didn't notice this, and maybe it was just because they hadn't done much work, because I've been up there a couple of times since the ice storms hit. The main entrance to Boyne Highlands, so for people familiar with that, you're on Pleasant View Road. You take a left there by Teddy Griffin's, the restaurant there, and you go right into the Boyne Highlands property. In the winter, they have something called the Enchanted Walk, where they have this path that goes through the woods where they light it all up with all kinds of Christmas lights.
That's nice.
And it's a really cool deal. That woods is gone.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, the woods is gone. Like, the Enchanted Walk is probably over because the woods is gone. It's just been, I couldn't believe.
Well, now it sounds like a plot for the next Hallmark movie.
What do you mean?
A young couple meets up at the Enchanted Woods only to find that the trees have been destroyed.
Is that what it is?
And someone's going to try to save the trees while somebody else comes into town, a handsome stranger, yeah. and he's there from a development group that's trying to turn it into condos.
Wow. Side gig for Gator, writing scripts for Hallmark movies. Anyway, so yeah, that whole area was gone. You know, as you're driving around, you can look and you go, I can see hole number 4 of the Ross course. I could never see that before from the road, but there were a bunch of the trees are gone. These are small examples for us. But I think the one thing that, you know, we drove down when we were leaving, you get down near like Boyne Mountain. And this was 2 trips ago because I was leaving at 4 in the morning yesterday. I wasn't looking at anything, but it looked untouched or relatively untouched. So, yeah, I mean, for people that just, how did you make out? If you, like you said, it's probably a weekend. A lot of people, first time up there.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the traffic was, because normally traffic can be hellish.
Can be.
But there were, I mean, the baseball game on Sunday, there were 37,000 people there. The baseball game yesterday, they had 31,000 people there. So there may have been some staycationing going on, too.
So cool. And we will get to the baseball coming up. 248-539-9797. Rick's on a cell. Oh, Rick has put us on hold. Hello, Rick?
Yes, hey. There how you are you, Doug?
Okay. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I just want to let you know, I heard your travel story. We left Charlevoix at 7:30 last night.
Yeah.
And just flew all the way down. There was literally no traffic.
That's crazy. That's not typical on a holiday weekend.
Yeah, I know. Although, was watching Google Maps.
7:30 is a bit of a later start.
Good. That's a time I would.
7:30 is a later start.
Yeah, yeah. But then we were debating whether to do that or get in the early in the morning like you did, and we chose to just face the consequences. But there really weren't any.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out for you. Hey, I noticed something. And I brought it up in the air yesterday, and I want to know if you noticed the same thing. The immense amount of deer carcasses and dead animals on the road.
Oh.
I brought it up yesterday. Yeah. I never remember seeing it that bad. And somebody sent a text that counties have been told not to pick up the animals off the road. I don't know what's going on, but did you notice it?
Yeah, absolutely. There were at least a half a dozen deer carcasses on the road, so... Like you're saying, I don't know if they're not going around and picking them up, or they don't have the funding, or what.
I don't know what's going on, but I couldn't believe how many I saw. Thanks for the story. And look, you know, if you noticed that too, and maybe somebody can provide some insight of whether or not they aren't getting picked up. It's kind of grim, and I will tell you that there were some that were dangerous, like in the middle of the freeway.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Large carcasses. Oh, it's awful. 248-539-9797. John, you're next. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
So I have a cabin in St. Helen, and then on Sunday, we took my daughter to Hartwick Pines up in Grayling. And, you know, there was a whole lot of damage up there to the pine trees. You could see a little bit, but I'm guessing a little bit farther north towards Gaylord is where it got really bad.
So St. Helens a little bit further south, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of like just north of West Branch, 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I think it's just north of there where you really start to notice some damage.
Yeah, but there was a little bit, but not like you see on TV of the, you know, Gaylord.
Yeah, Gaylord's supposed to be really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really didn't feel like driving much farther.
No, I don't blame you. How far north did you say you made it?
Hartwick Pines in Grayling.
Okay, gotcha. And it wasn't too bad there, huh?
No, a little bit, but not horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, man,
and
it's...
As far as traffic goes, the traffic was nice coming home until you got the Bay City, this Milwaukee Bridge southbound out, so...
Oh, yeah. You had to do the 675 thing, where I was devastated not have to cross that bridge. No, so
you were saved.
We have a builder up there that's doing a little bit of work for us. Everything's delayed for a long time because all resources are going into cleaning projects. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get into the Tigers a little bit. Successful last couple of days. The beginning of the Cleveland series was a bit dicey, to say the least. We will discuss it all straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Speaking of projects you want to cross off their list, just make it easy, man. If you've got problems with your garage door, just pick up the phone. Call Precision Garage Door Service today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, and they're going to come out. They're going to assess the issues you have with your garage doors, and they're going to fix them. If they're sluggish, if they're making weird noises, they've got all the solutions because they've got the people that are trained to know exactly what the problems are and to fix those problems. All calls are answered 24/7 by a live person, and they offer the industry's leading warranty. It's called the Precision Promise. Give them a call today. They got same-day service and emergency repairs are available, and weekends are available at no extra charge. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or check them out online at precisiondoormi.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so look, long holiday weekend. If you want to share your stories, did you notice the dead animal carcasses? And did you notice the damage, the ice storm damage, which you know a lot of people have talked about? But as you pointed out, Gator, probably this weekend was the first chance for a lot of people to get to their places up north. Did you escape unscathed, or was there damage where you were, and hopefully not too much? 248-539-9797. Okay, so Tigers. Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see him bounce back. Obviously, Scoobal on Sunday, and then Montero was great yesterday in a series that every 90 feet, right, is going to be important. And the Tigers, because these two teams don't give up a lot of runs, Detroit and San Francisco, and they won that game yesterday behind another interesting outing from Cater Montero, who I'm not quite sure what to make of Cater Montero. I feel like, Scott, sometimes this guy might be something. And other times I'm like, no, maybe not. And because his good, his when good he's on, he's great. and yet, you know, and I think part of it is to do, he's got these dual roles. He can be bulk reliever guy. He can be starter guy. I mean, I imagine AJ Hinch loves having a player like him. That he could just have in his back pocket to use whenever necessary, but and in any role necessary.
I mean, just look at the games he's pitched in May. It's been Jekyll and Hyde. The first game in May that he pitched back on May 8th, Tigers beat the Rockies 11-1. Now it's Colorado, worst team in baseball, so maybe let's give that a little break. But he went 8 innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 earned run, and obviously the Tigers won that game and he got the W. The next game, he pitched against Boston. Tigers ended up winning that one in extra innings, but he only lasted 3 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits and 3 earned runs. Then he pitched against St. Louis. Tigers lost that one 11-4. I believe that things got out of hand that one later, but he pitched 5 2/3 innings, gave up 5 earned runs. And then he goes yesterday, 5 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, and no runs. It's just, it's amazing. I don't know what he's ever going to, is he a guy that can find consistency?
I don't know.
Or is he just... You know, emergency, we need somebody because somebody got hurt, or we're going to go with a bullpen and we need somebody to get things going, or whatever the case is, because that's just kind of how he's been. He's got like 3 really good starts this year and, you know, 4 not good starts at all.
Yeah. I mean, that's me and consistency. Everybody's got talent. The guys who are consistent are the ones that are there. That's what makes you great, is your ability to be consistent. Because otherwise you're kind of just a guy. And I think Montero's better than just a guy, but you know, every once in a while, he just steps up and gets him a much needed outing. The Cleveland series, how do you process the Cleveland series? Because going into Sunday's game, it had started to become a little bit of a disturbing pattern. Cleveland had won 8 of 10 against Detroit, including late last year. They swept the two-game series. They took the five-game series. Then they won the first three. Are we in the infancy stages of a Cleveland problem here?
I hope not. I don't know. It seemed like they just struggled to get the bats going. I mean, the pitching was pretty good, but the bats just didn't show up anywhere near enough. You go back to that game. Was it the where they gave up Thursday night? They had the chance in the eighth inning with the bases loaded, nobody out. They didn't score. And then Cleveland comes back and scores four more in the top of the ninth inning to really put that one away. It's a missed opportunity. And one hit can change the fortunes of everything. They didn't get the one hit against Cleveland. What they did was they got Skubal out there on Sunday and they were able to take care of business. And I don't think it's a Cleveland problem. I think it's just one series. Let's get past it and see what happens next time they match up. This is the first time they saw them this year. And then Cleveland goes out promptly, I think lost yesterday too. So it's a 5-game lead over second place in the division. I'm fine with where the Tigers are at. But there are areas this team needs to improve for sure.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. You know, it's funny. I went through, since the Tigers turned it around, going back to August 11th of last year when they were 55-63, they beat the Giants in the third game of a 3-game series. And that kickstarted, you know, this stretch where they played incredible. If you look at their records against teams in the American League, it's pretty amazing. Against the Yankees, they're 4-2. Boston, they're 5-1. Baltimore, they're 7-2. Tampa Bay, they're 3-0. Toronto, they're 2-1. That's the Tigers versus the AL East. Versus the AL West, Seattle, they're 5-1. LA, they're 5-2. Oakland, they're 2-1. Houston, they're 3-2. Texas, they're 1-2. It's the American League Central. The White Sox, they're 8-2. Kansas City, they're 6-1. Minnesota, they're 2-1. And against Cleveland, they're 3-6 since they turned it around.
That does not include the playoffs.
That does include the playoffs. It doesn't include the 2-game sweep that happened right before August 11th. But that's why they'd won 8 of 10. I mean, look, sometimes teams have your number. And it might be the case with Cleveland, which is unfortunate because A, they're a rival, B, they're in the division. It may be irrelevant in the end because they might be able to do all their heavy lifting against everybody else. Cleveland won't be able to catch them. That's what we hope. And the games against Cleveland, If Cleveland does happen to have their number, it won't matter. And then, I guess if you draw them in the postseason, you might have to, slay that demon then. But I don't know. It's kind of early to say so. But it does feel like there might be something going on there. And remember, Skubal, who was unbelievable on Sunday, the last time he faced Cleveland was that postseason, and they beat him in that huge game. And we know how good Skubal actually is. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to John in Livonia on 97.1. Hi, John.
Carson Anderson, how we doing?
Good, John. Right. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Good.
Hey, so guys, basically, I read the script, all right? I read the MLB script.
All right.
And Skubal should win his second Cy Young. But due to voter fatigue, I know he's going to get robbed by someone like Max Fried or something like that. And it's just kind of annoying to think,
So you're upset about something that hasn't happened yet?
Yeah, I've read the script, so I just know it's going to happen,
Well, whether it does or it doesn't, as long as the Tigers are, getting to the World Series, that's fine. They can have – somebody else can have the Cy Young. Let's just go win the whole thing.
Yeah, but I just think it's undeniable that Skubal is the best pitcher in the league right now. I saw something that – Skubal is the first pitcher people have feared in a while, and I believe it.
Where'd you see that? Who wrote it or said it?
On TikTok.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking. I can get it. He feels like he's a bully when he's out there.
He's locked in like he was on Sunday. It's just a matter of time. You feel like before he starts throwing his first and second no hitters, right?
Yeah.
And he can be that locked in and that good. That being said, Max Fried's had a hell of a start to the season.
Yeah,
an ERA of 1.29 with the Yankees while going 7-0.
Fine. Take the Cy Young. Let's just go win the whole thing. 248-539-9797. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I was down in Ohio, a Granville, Columbus area for a graduation party.
Yep.
Came back yesterday morning early. I never saw so many deer carcass in my life. Probably saw a dozen carcass on the side of the road.
And that was from coming from Ohio, not even from up north.
Oh, yeah, Ohio. I said, Ohio has more deer than Michigan? I didn't believe it.
I don't know what's going on, Mark, but it feels maybe that's a deer population has exploded. Maybe they're particularly frisky this spring. I don't know, man. Or as somebody said yesterday, and maybe somebody could confirm it for us, that on some administrative level, they've told counties not to be picking up these carcasses. And I have no idea whether it's true or not.
That could be a lack of funding for the DNR or whatever, whoever's in charge of that.
I don't know. 248-539-9797. By the way, Champ and Chump, post it on the website. See who the people selected as Champ and Chump of the Weekend on yesterday's program. 97 won the ticket.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, we were talking about the extra 90 earlier. That was an example where they got an extra 90. In a series like this against the Giants, these two teams are really, really good at keeping opposing teams. They're both top five in ERA. They're both top 10 in batting average against and stuff like that, walks and hits, per innings pitch. I think the Tigers are number one in baseball in those stats allowed. You really get, you know, everything matters. And, yeah, expected to be a low-scoring affair. They all are, and that was another example of it. 3-1, Tigers get the win, and there were twice in that game where they got an extra 90 feet, and that was important. And how about Javi getting thrown out on a pitch that he couldn't lay off of in the past? Gets called a strike.
Well, I thought Andy Dierks did a great job of explaining what happened. The previous at bat, he swung at that pitch.
Yeah.
And he realized he swung at a pitch out of the zone.
Yep.
So the next time he comes up, he's not going to swing at that pitch, and he doesn't. And it's way out of the zone, and it was called a strike, and he lost it. Now, he starts walking away. Who knows what was said, but it looked like, from the angle I saw, I don't know if he looked like he said too much, but he was clearly ready to turn and start walking away. But, of course, those precious umpires, they can't possibly handle a word or two from an opposing player as they're walking away that nobody's going to hear because you got 31,000 people that are booing you, so nobody knows what's going on in your conversation. But by all means, please, please, make sure that you're part of the game and throw somebody out for something they've said as they're walking away instead of just ignoring it, cleaning off the plate, and bringing up the next batter.
Jack,
it really bothers me.
I know it does.
Umpires just really bother me.
You don't know what was said.
No, I don't know what was said, but I know he was walking away.
He was walking away, and A.J. Hinch was trying to intervene. My God, and Benetti put it perfectly. Oh, Hinch was a step away.
He was.
He was doing play-by-play, because if Hinch gets out there and gets in between him, he protects Javi. Javi gets taken back. Javi stays in the game.
Well, and then Javi gets tossed, and then he really lost it. Yes. And I don't know. I don't know if baseball will do anything about that or not. I hope they don't, but they might, because he was really having to be restrained by Cora and was it Gleyber Torres, I think was the other one?
Yep. And they did a good job. Cora did a really good job because he's outsized pretty significantly, and he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Let's go to Christian on a sell. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Christian?
Yo, can you guys hear me?
Gotcha, loud and clear.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Gator, I totally agree with you on that point about the Javi getting thrown out. I think they need to bring in that ABS system ASAP. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it can't happen soon enough. Balls and strikes.
It's still getting – I've done a lot of research on the technology. They're still kind of fine-tuning it. And I think they got a ways to go, and that's why it wasn't – because everybody seemed to like it in spring training. They just aren't sure of the accuracy of it. So it's still getting tweaked, because you got to remember that what we see on TV is there for the television broadcast. But there's a lot of other factors that go into the strike zone, because batters are different sizes, batting stances are different. Yeah. And that we just have a standard rectangle on the that, you know, is used for television. But anyway, it's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. And I was going to follow up on the guy talking about the ice storm damages.
Yeah.
My buddy has a cabin up in Gaylord, and I went up there the weekend after Easter to help clean up. And, like, I'm only 20, but I have never seen so many tree branches and stuff all around in my life. Like, Gaylord got hit pretty good. It was bad.
I got to tell you, Christian, the thing about it is there's stuff that's just never going to get addressed. Like, they have to take care. People have to take care of the immediate. I got to clear my driveway or the sidewalk or get the stuff off my house. But you get back into like the woods and things like that, you know, they're not, I mean, trails are going to have problems, and which sucks for snowmobilers and hunters. And there's just all kinds of stuff that still has yet to be addressed.
Sure. All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time call here, and I love you guys' show.
Thank you, Christian.
Thanks, Christian.
Let's go to Matt and Flint, who's next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
How about the dealer carcass thing? So I work for Google now, and I drive the Google car and travel all over. So I see dead deer every single day. But I used to work for Detroit Parks Department, and it's a lot of reasons, mostly lack of funding and lack of adequate pay for the workers. Because you're only getting, like in Detroit, you only get paid $18 an hour to remove animal carcasses, and that's not enough. And so that's one reason. And then another is when they're like on the highway removing them, people don't pay attention, and you know, sometimes they'll hit the vehicle or clip a worker just trying to, you know, do his job.
Yeah.
And so that's the other reason, safety reasons.
Well, look, that I've always thought that this must be one of the most tough jobs to do, because you're right, on freeways it's scary. Is there anything different now, though? Is there a reason why now we are seeing more and more? I mean, I brought it up yesterday, and since then, a lot of affirmation from listeners that they are seeing more and more carcasses.
So Oakland County gave reasons, which I think are stupid, and it's they want it there because it's ecological benefits, just to let it naturally decompose. But, I mean, what eco benefits are gained on the highway?
Nothing.
Like, none.
No.
Yeah. And the other one, they said that they're worried about spreading disease to other deer populations and stuff, which, good, because I hate deer. They're irritating. I'm sick of the deer. I want them all gone.
Yeah, well, obviously not everybody agrees with you, but sure. You know, it's a... I don't know if it does any good to leave them in the middle of 75.
Probably not, but that's... I mean, that my guess would be it's a lack of funding right now. With all the cuts that have happened, that this is one of those things that you'll notice. And, oh, hey, look what happened. It was cutting to this department, and, you know, before, all it would take was a phone call. Hey, there's a dead deer on, you know, mile marker 262. Okay, we'll get out there. And southbound? Yeah, southbound. We'll take care of it. And it's dealt with within an hour. Now it's maybe this is a problem with funding, and those calls go in. Like, yeah, you know what? Our hands are tied. Can't really. We'll get to it when we can, which is unfortunate.
248-539-9797. Text coming in. This isn't a new thing. The Tigers had a Cleveland problem for years, now dating back to the mid-2010s. Well, starting in the mid-2010s is when the Tigers started to stink. They had a problem with everybody. Like, it's now that they're good, they shouldn't have as big of a Cleveland problem, right?
They have a Jose Ramirez problem.
Right.
It's a big problem. I've said for years, I don't want to pitch to him, ever. When there's runners in scoring position, runners on base, I'm just going to give him the base, because he'll kill you. And he's done it time and time again. This weekend, this past weekend when they faced Cleveland, they had a problem with their pitching. They just couldn't catch up to it. Whether it was somebody making their second major league start, which is something that harkens back to the, you know, years past when the Tigers weren't all that good. Here's somebody making their major league debut against the Tigers, and they look like Cy Young out there. But it's one series. They battled back, won the game on Sunday. Yes, they lost it 3-1. Nobody's happy about losing that, but they didn't lose really any ground in the division. They're still up by 5. They've won their last 2, and they're going back at it tonight.
Yeah,
see what happens next time to match up at Cleveland. I suppose it'll be a little bit different because they're used to seeing their pitching now.
Well, they've got, you know, they're in a good spot, okay? This isn't a reason to panic. It's just something that's kind of started to develop. It feels like they also have a Cade Smith problem, the reliever out of the bullpen, who's, I think he's got 6 strikeouts in 2 innings against the Tigers this year.
Is that good? That's 6 outs.
2 innings pitched, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. And last year, he was dominating against the Tigers. But yes, when the Tigers were bad, they had a Cleveland problem. And the Tigers are good and might still have a Cleveland problem. This, May 27th, 10:25 a.m., Doug has officially called a Tigers World Series appearance. Is that how that's interpreted, when the guy said he can already see a future where Scooble's going to get screwed out of the Cy Young because of voter fatigue? And I said, who cares? Let's just go win the World Series. Is that how that person interpreted? I'm calling. Yeah, all right. Cleveland situation. We are not in the infancy stages. We are in a Cleveland situation. You just quoted numbers, and numbers don't lie. It's from John F. Fenton. I had no issue with what happened in the Cleveland series. A baseball season is a marathon. But now that our Tigers are in first place, we officially are on target. We have a target on our backs, and we will get the best of the AL Central the rest of the season. We'll be ready for the playoffs. Hope so. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. If you need a lawyer for an auto or truck accident, got to call Steve and his crew over there at Michigan Auto Law. I'd have a family member or friend do that if they had a need for a a lawyer for a auto or truck accident, and it's in part because they have the largest auto accident settlement, the largest truck accident settlement. It's also because of their white glove service. Many people end up calling Michigan Auto Law because of the customer service. They can't get a call back from the current law firm. So give them a call. Check them out on the web. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over everything. The website, autolaw.com. Autolaw.com. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open line, 248-539-9797. Talking Tigers, talking a long holiday weekend here. As we all kind of decompress. Certainly, fun to travel around our state, and it's kind of one of the first chances where people can get to their spots up north, assess any damage from ice storms, and it's pretty much been unanimous. There are more dead animal carcasses on our highways than we can ever remember before, and we were wondering what the hell's the reason why. And we've had some theories called up, some people with some suggestions. Derek in a car says, I feel like the dead animal carcasses are everywhere right now. There's dead deer all over the place in Novi, Wixom, everywhere. Everywhere locally. It's from Derek. 248-539-9797. Scott on a cell. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're okay.
Hey, there's dead deer on the side of the road because there's more living deer in the woods. The population used to have a natural culling system from November 15th to December 1st, hunting season, rifle season.
Yeah.
And there are less hunters in the woods now because our society doesn't promote it. Kids aren't taught by their parents and grandparents to go into the woods. We used to have 600,000 hunters on November 15th entering the woods. That's below 200,000 now. If you just opened up the season, the deer would naturally cull over 5 years. We wouldn't have this problem. Everybody's worried about a dead deer on the side of the road. No one thinks about the wrecked vehicle and the dead
Of course we think about it.
That's a cost. That's a cost to insurance, and everybody can assimilates that. Just open up hunting season, and you look at just look at Ann Arbor and what they're doing to try to get rid of the deer. Unbelievably stupid. And look at Livonia. They're having the same problem. People are feeding them. They're keeping them as pets in their backyard. You got to take them out, and it's a bad topic politically.
Well, Scott, let me ask you this. Guys. Well, hang on a second. I got a question for you because it sounds like you're a hunter. I'm going to assume that.
For 50 years.
Okay. So how much also is that? Is it maybe just on the hunters because some of the hunters are just waiting for the trophy deer to shoot rather than shooting deer?
They had the same problem in Georgia. My brother lived there for 35 years, and they increased the bag, you know, the amount of deer you can take from one, when he lived there, from one to three to five to eight. Problem went away. The people that are in the woods hunting are out there deer hunting. They're not trophy hunting. If you want to go I'm a trophy hunter. I've owned my own property for 15 years. I've been hunting for 50. I've killed three deer in my lifetime because I'm not looking for a little one. I'm looking for antlers. But there are people out there that will take, they would take five, six, seven does if the Department of state politics and the DNR would let them. But they only allow them to take males. And if you have 10 males and you eliminate eight of them, those two will still impregnate 50 does.
Well, just out of curiosity, Scott, I mean, it sounds like good for him. Out of curiosity, you've got a lot of numbers here. Do you work in the field at all?
Well, I'm a retired wolf manager, and numbers are my gig. That's what I do. And I can go through the algorithms, but if you look at the Department of Natural Resource website, they actually have an algorithm of how many deer they have to take that future value at 5, 10, 15 years out based on population of today. And there's people in the woods every day. By the way, the problem with the deer on the side of the road is it's not the DNR. The DNR completely takes care of and grooms all the trails that you were talking about and the deadfall.
Yeah,
I can go into that too, but that's on your road commission.
Okay.
The road commission funding has been whacked by the politics in the state, and I don't want to get into that because I'm 66 and I got an opinion about everything.
I'm sure it sounds like it. So thank you for the phone call. It's bad. It's really, really weird. And I'm, you know, just bring it to attention. I don't know the reason for it and don't really particularly want to get into the politics of it, I guess. But at the end of the day, of course, people think about the car damages. I didn't see any of the car damages. I saw the dead deer. But yeah, cars are getting smoked. People can get hurt. And, you know, I was waiting. Am I ever going to see, you know, a car on the side of the road? Because some of these things seem pretty fresh. God, it was bad. Really weird. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Tigers. Hey, we haven't even really gone into great depth, and I want your first thought on the Scoobal start on Sunday. Like that's the best of Tarek Skubal. And the crazy thing is, 94 pitches in, he rears back and throws the hardest pitch of his career.
Yeah. At 102.7 miles per hour, whatever, 103. It was amazing. I, you know, follow along on my phone, and we'll get to the good before the bad, and it's really the great. The great is just the performance. He gets out there, and there are times when you watch him pitch, and Sunday was one of them, where he is so locked in, that there's no, the opponents have no chance. if they're going to make contact, it's going to be weak contact because that's what he's pitching to. And he's able to command the strike zone so well and hit the corners, drop the bottom out of a pitch, whatever he's got to do, and then overpower you with a fastball that can, now we know, can reach 103 miles an hour. It's insane. And the stamina he's got, I saw a stat on Twitter that day that said that I think he's the first pitcher since Justin Verlander in like 2009 to have a pitch of over 102 miles per hour or 102 miles per hour after the seventh inning. And he did it in the seventh inning, and then he did it in the ninth inning when he went up to 103. And Verlander was the last to do that, and Verlander did it like nine times that season, and now we've seen Skubal do it a couple times in that one game. It's remarkable to see what he has become, and he just builds in confidence as the game goes on, and he becomes this monster out on the field. And, you know, he's roaring when the inning's over or somebody makes a play, or if he gets a strikeout and he turns his back, and so he doesn't want to show up the batter too much. But, you know, he's been known to show up the batters as well, and he's fun to watch when he's like that. When he's on top of his game, he has as fierce as – he's more fierce than Verlander. Verlander wasn't anywhere near as demonstrative as Tarek Skubal is. Tarek Skubal might be the most demonstrative pitcher we've seen in a long, long time wearing a Tiger uniform. And it's great to watch.
So there were a couple of things. One is, did you see how many balls he had in that game?
Not many.
22 of 94 pitches. That's an example of, here's what I got. I'm throwing it. I'm going to throw you strikes. What can you do with it? And the answer was resoundingly nothing. You can do nothing with it. And that's got to be an amazing feeling as a pitcher.
Oh,
like you just can't hit my stuff.
Yeah.
You can't hit it.
I'm throwing strikes to be. I'm just going to get ahead in the count, which now it means you guys are going to have to start swinging at the first pitch because it's probably the best one you're going to see.
Yep.
And then he'll make an adjustment where, okay, I'm throwing his fastball at 97 miles an hour around the outer half of the plate. Okay, you're ready for it? Well, you're not ready for 101.
Yeah, you can't do anything with this.
And then I'm coming in on your hands, and there's no way that you're going to be able to do anything there. You're going to be, you know, sawing it off and just weak. We contact. He's amazing to watch. When he's on, he's the best pitcher we've seen since Verlander, when he is on.
Yep.
Because there were those games JV was the same way. Like, oh, is this another no-hitter for Justin Verlander? Because he's got that kind of stuff today. We've seen Skubal do this now. Was this the fourth straight or fifth straight start where he's had 10-plus strikeouts in a game? 13 strikeouts in the game. No walks. And, I mean, there was no doubt he was coming out to pitch the ninth inning at that complete game shutout.
You know, the crazy thing is you, in sports, you look around and you're just jealous of other teams. And how many times have we brought up names like Connor McDavid and, you know, what an incredible player he is. We've got that guy in baseball. We've got the guy that everybody would want. And when you've got that guy that's going to push 20 wins, the rest of your staff just needs to be a little bit better than 500, and you're going to be 90-plus wins. And you can ride this guy for quite a long time. Now, it's not a guarantee. You still got to win the games, but
it's I mean, look, to win 20 games in Major League Baseball is a lot harder these days because nobody pitches all that deep into games anymore. Skubal might be, you know, a bit of a throwback, although not really. I mean, there was a seventh complete game of the season in Major League Baseball that he threw. But more importantly is if he makes 35 starts, you feel like this team's going to win 28 of them.
Yeah.
You know, they should win three quarters of the starts that he gets out there because he's going to give you that kind of an opportunity to go out there and win the game. Like a bad outing for him, he gives up four runs. Still good enough for you to win. Get out there and do something as an offense. So now the bad from the game has nothing to do with him, nothing to do with the team, nothing to do with the Tigers as a whole. It was on Roku. It was on a streaming service that, I mean, I understand lots of people might have a Roku-capable TV, or if you've got Samsung that it comes as part of it with your smart TV. But if you don't, if you have another kind of smart TV, like I do, that doesn't get Roku, because my LG TV does not get Roku on it.
So it's interesting, because we have an LG TV. Do you have an app store on your LG TV?
I don't think there's an app store.
Okay, because maybe it's not a store. It's just where you go search for apps and you type in Roku. It'll download. See, because I didn't know this until Sunday. We're on our LG TV up north. And I went to whatever the search function was to see if we have Roku. And it said we didn't have Roku, but it said you can download it. I clicked on download. It downloaded. And I'm like, well, this isn't going to do me any good. But I've got the app now. And then I'll pop the picture of a Guardian player. And it said live. You know, it's like 11:20. Yeah, yeah. So I clicked on that. And I had the game. And here's the thing about it. A lot of people figured this out yesterday, that the Roku streaming for that game was free. And by free, I don't mean I had to put in my name, my email address, and give them my credit card number and cancel after a 2-week free trial. It was free.
So here's what was disturbing, because I saw that, I think the Free Press had an article about how to watch the game. So I'm going through all the steps on this. Hey, if you've got a Samsung, I'm like, I do, but it's an older one. No, that's not going to have it. Okay. And I go on LG and their apps or whatever, and go through all the apps that they have, and Roku is not one of them. I didn't think to search, and I wish I had, because that would have been smart. It would have been right there. But that's, again, it's one of these problems of streaming games, is that you're not really told exactly what you can do and how to do it. I mean, I'm just tired of it.
Last year,
Apple
Peacock.
And Peacock.
Peacock's no longer involved with Major League Baseball, I guess. Last year, Peacock, I think, had this Sunday leadoff package. Roku bought them out. So now what we used to have to do to get the games on Peacock, now you need the Roku app. I get it, man. It's app fatigue. People are sick of it.
So I'm watching the game. I go to my phone and I'm seeing there's no score or whatever. And then I get to like the fourth inning and I look at the box score and see that Skubal is dealing. And he's no hits, no walks. He's going through without any issues at all. And then through five innings, he's still perfect through five innings. I'm like, damn it, I'm not going to be able to watch this game. And I was really, really pissed about it. Then he gives up the hit in the sixth inning or whatever. Okay, well, there goes that. But I still want to watch this. Instead, I'm having to watch it on my phone with the animation.
Right.
You know, through either CBS
app. The animation was really good. You could tell. I want you to try when you get home.
2 miles an hour.
Try when you get home, because they got another Roku game coming up a week from Sunday.
Oh.
And just see if you can get it, because I was stunned that it was,
it was
easy
free.
And be free.
I knew it was free. The article told me it was free, but I could not. Yeah, I guess I didn't do the search option.
97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.